With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The world continues coming to the aid of Israelis following the brutal murders of hundreds of innocent people Saturday.
And pulling, you know, people out of their vans and shooting them, shooting entire families in their houses, killing 260 kids at a, you know, rave musical concert. Pictures that have circulated on Israeli TV. I don't know if they're making it onto American TV.
Dr. Michael Oren, former deputy minister for diplomacy in the Israeli prime minister's office.
It's a small country. You know, proportionally speaking, it's something like 10 or 11 times what America lost on 9/11.
Israel's vowed to lay total siege to the Gaza Strip as it pounds the terrorist Hamas-ruled area in the wake of that unprecedented brutal military raid of murder. Israel formally declared war Sunday, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowing to destroy the terrorists' military and governing capabilities. Also at SRNNews.com, Michael O'Hanlon, the Director of Research of Foreign Policy for Brookings Institute, describes what role the U.S. carrier strike group will play.
The United States is trying to send a strong message to Hezbollah and also to Iran that any more direct involvement by any of them in this would be unacceptable, and that the United States might be prepared to use, you know, its own air power operating off of those systems in a way to make sure that, you know, another actor can't enter this against Israel.
O'Hanlon doubts other countries will get involved in this war.
I don't think it's super likely that this will expand to involve other countries, but I do think that it will involve other countries diplomatically.
And if by chance you have been planning a trip to Israel, you'll need to check with travel planners. A number of major airlines are suspending flights there. This is SRN News. More alarming comments from Hillary Clinton, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In an interview with CNN's Christiane Amanpour, the former Democratic presidential candidate suggests that people who support Donald Trump for president are essentially members of a cult and need, quote, formal deprogramming. Those words are particularly troubling to evangelical Christians, large numbers of whom voted for Mr. Trump in 2016. There's been talk in the past by critics of Christianity that its followers need to be deprogrammed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Depending on which poll you trust, up to 30% of Americans now describe themselves as non-religious. They're referred to as the nuns in UNS, and half of them say they are atheist or agnostic. The other half just say they're followers of no particular faith. They span class, gender, race, ethnicity, and age. This is SRN News. Many Republican candidates running for president say they would use military force against Mexico in response to the trafficking of fentanyl. Here's John Scott with the story.
More than 75,000 people in the United States died last year from overdoses of synthetic opioids, an annual figure more than 20 times higher than a decade ago. That rhetoric from the GOP candidates is welcomed by some families who've lost loved ones to fentanyl and have long argued Washington has not done enough to address the worst drug crisis in U.S. history. John Scott reports.
Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is keeping the door open for a comeback as he discusses the situation in Israel. Speaking to reporters, McCarthy gave a presentation on steps the U.S. should take to respond to the current crisis going on in the Middle East. However, he did not answer a question about whether he could be a candidate for speaker. More details at SRNNews.com.